Monday night, end of the day, so maybe rubbish flame away sports.
So someone stopped me in shoe with this Shire. And then last Shabbos, someone else stopped me with this question as well. And this, the question was, using his mobile phone, or whatever phone he's got, for an alarm clock. Now, I didn't think much of a shout, actually. I must say it's true, I didn't really think of much of the question. But it's not so posh, I'll tell you why. Start from the beginning, first of all. You know, I haven't seen him around for a long time, actually. I used to get such a thing like a pen, and inside the pen was a bencher. You could roll it out and use it as a bencher. Now, are you allowed to use that on Shabbos? What's a shayla? So the pen is a case of this. That part of the bencher is complete heter. You got both.
Attached.
What din has that got? Do you look at it as two separate things? Or is it called one? Now really, it doesn't really make much of a difference now in this particular case, because if you want to use it, if you look at it as one unit, well, that's so good for you. You need it. It's like you need to use the pen. It's not worse than using the pen itself. You need to use the pen. Sorry? Oh, she's right, actually, quite right, yeah. If you've got a regular bencher, if it's a case of Lissa, we saw this already before, case of Lissa, if you've got a regular bencher, you mustn't use a case of Lissa. You have to use your, what do you call it? You have to use the head of the case. You couldn't use it. So that's the question. So that was a question that the Poskim speak about. Meister, the Poskim's Orcha Shabbos actually says, let's see if we can find it, pair out your test here. Neat times, that's called two separate kalim, really, as far as I remember, like this thing over here, which is a question, what did it's got? It's two separate kalim, but he brings a bi'alocha, which has a sophic about this, actually. Because there's two things. You can have a case like this, let's say a hammer, which 95% of the time is used for knocking nails in. 5% of the time is used for cracking nuts. That's called a case like this. So you look at the main ishtabshus is a hammer, and therefore it's got a case of a laser. Why would we got a keli, which got two purposes to it? The Chofetz Chaim's sophic was a kedera, actually a pot, which the maaser used for cooking, and he also used for storing. Now, no one buys the pot for storing, but the maaser is used for storing as well. The Chofetz Chaim's specific about this. What din this has got? Is this called a case of lesa? Or do you say, even though roiv of the uses are case of lesa, but since a choshva chelik of the keli is meant for heta, you can split up the keli, and when you want to use it for heta, you can use a case, it's called a case of heta.
So that,
what about? Yeah, but on the other hand, you've got heta in it as well, and I said, maybe we don't say that, maybe we say that overrides it. Now, we're not worried you might come and write with it. The only word you might come and write with it is only designated for Dovaisa. But if you designate it as well for a heter that you use, maybe we don't worry about that.
You use the pen all the time for writing, though.
You're saying Smorah, you should be exhaling, you're saying. First, I'm not sure if a case like this is due with Bedilmele. I must tell you, a case like this is not due with a Moksa, like your Maxidas. Because you can move it so good from a Kodimus, you're not Maxidas from it. A case like this, you're not Maxidas from. Hooray, you can use it to go on Makom. We don't make this gazeta on case of Lisa. According to you, we shouldn't be letting you use your hammer to crack glass. We should be worried maybe you might knock a nail in the wall. The Meister, we don't make this gazeta by case of Lisa. So, it's an interesting thing over here. So, what happens now over here by this alarm clock?
What's the meaning of the pen at the end?
So, the head of the pen is, it's a good sub to say, Bishop Brewer actually is Machman, it's actually. Mr. Rose Machve, even though he's neuter, that should be a case of letter, the Meiser, he's Machve in the end, that we look at the main use of the item. So this pen over here, you'll only be able to use it like it says, you've got nothing else to use.
You wouldn't be allowed to put anything in your oven.
If you want to make a zera.
Let's say you have a dish, you have your vegetable, you smart,
Yeah. Yeah, what's your story?
The story goes to Kaminevsky, somebody said he came into the chasana and he didn't have a bench on. The only bench he's got was in his smartphone, he's allowed to use it, so he said, wait until
I think I'm kind of strange what you're saying, actually. I must say, I'll tell you what you're saying, it's very interesting, actually. Very, very interesting. It's a limiter. This thing with a pen, it's a case of Lisa. Let's move on now to. Is it? Move on your phone. So again, that's also claw. If a person's got a clock, yeah, a watch with a calculator on it. If a person's got a watch, it's got a calculator on it. That's possible to call a case of laser. The main structure of that thing is for a watch. The calculator is a side point, That's poshut, that you look at the main point over there in the case of Vehetzel. Because that's the main part of the keli. That's zikha what it's for, the main part of the keli. Sorry, I didn't organize my notes properly here. Talk about Gimel. Sorry? Nah, most people don't buy a watch. You might use it for what do you call it, but the main purpose of it is for what do you call it?
Well, you see, you can't wear this watch?
Yeah. A watch will not have to, you can wear. Yeah, yeah. The main exchange is a watch.
You can't come to press it,
though. Oh, that's another thing. That's another interesting point, which you're going to come to as well. If it's not showing the display, you mean?
Yeah.
So, it's useless. It's not doing anything. You can't use it now. Yeah. If the display is off, you can't use it at all, and the you're getting nothing out of it, so that might be problematic. That's the not so good. What about a mobile phone now? Let's come to a mobile phone which has got an alarm clock on it. Now, first of all, you have to wonder yourself, first of all, what did a mobile phone got? Is it case like this or more so much as a historic case? So, depends which phone it is, I must say, depends which phone it is. But generally speaking, I would have thought, quite right, as Simcha says, most phones, Stoma nowadays, are case like this. Because we're not so fussy with our phones that we wouldn't use anything else. Actually, someone's got a mark, he wants to put his phone in a page to hold it, either hold the page down, or he might give it to his child to play with for a little bit. What?
That's the difference between putting it down there or giving it to kids. Giving it to kids is a test. It's not putting it on your page.
No, but that's already a sore kiss means you don't use anything else besides what it's designated for.
No, but to give it to a kid that I can understand. Put it over here to see the mark over there.
No, I'm talking about, let's say you close the safe and you put it as a marker. You're right, you just put it to read. No, but you might, unless you're going out and you want to keep the page, it's very possible a person might put the phone in the
thing. If you leave your phone in the house, then
it's a different question. Your phone?
Not even flushing.
What?
So who leaves the phone in the house?
You hear what I'm saying? Obviously, if someone goes out to the toilet and leaves his phone like this over here, he's using a marker. Already, that shows that he's not so magnet. So that's got to do with pacification of this. About it will depend. If it's a very, very expensive phone, and he's very, very careful about it, he doesn't let anyone use it. He's very worried about it. Then, in a konami, you're probably right. But generally speaking, a phone is a case of this. So you could move it. Let's say a gufa mekoyme, really, such a thing like this. Yeah.
Even though the main ishtamshus is to use it as a phone.
Yeah, so I'm saying, even if the main ishtamshus is to use it as a phone, it's not worse the case of Lisa. In our case, it's even better because it's got a head-to-head ishtamshus as well. In our case, it's even better. So I don't think it's ever worse, really, generally speaking, the case of Lisa. Okay, so there's a few shaylos like this over here. Let's start with number one. It's the chayra case of Lisa. Now, someone told me what he does, very interesting thing actually, very interesting. Someone told me what he does is before Shabbos, he takes the SIM card out of the phone, and it's only usable now as an alarm clock. Which is quite an interesting idea, actually. So now he's made it.
He's got Wi-Fi
still. Lemaitre, that's what he's done. He's done it because he doesn't want to use it as a regular phone. He doesn't want to use it as a regular phone. Does that help?
If I took my SIM card out of this, right, and I lift my phone up, the time will still come up.
Saying that's what he's doing. He wants to use it as a clock.
Oh,
I'm coming to that in a minute. One moment. I'm talking about these simple phones. Let's start with the simple phone over here, right? Let's take the phone out. Let's say you take the SIM card out. If you can do it, let's say you put an invalid SIM card in, which doesn't mean you can't tell any numbers on it.
The alarm will still work.
So that's what he told me he does. This is what he does. I don't know what you call it.
That phone anyway. What's the difference if the SIM card's in?
What?
What's the difference if the SIM card's in?
I'm not sure if the Kaila is. I'll explain to you what Shaila is. The Kaila is that we've got the phone now. As we're holding now, we have made the phone the case of Lisa. I want to know, and I'll explain to you why this I'll change this. I want to know, can you make the phone the case of Lahetta? That means if you take the SIM card out, and there's no more point of a phone anymore, it's only used as an alarm clock, does that help you? It's a good tell. The only thing I said to you is I'm not 100% sure, because it could be something which is severely muksa, like a phone, in order to change it to heta, it could be a yichud lo'ilom, a permanent designation. I'm not sure, I don't know about it, I don't know if this is, what? Yeah, I know, but I don't know how it helps. It's like a brick. We spoke about a brick, for example. A brick is a very severe type of muxas. Muxas are machmas kufay. If a person is being yachid for one Shabbos, it doesn't help. Not for one Shabbos. If you decide, you need yichud loinam. You need to do yichud loinam for a stone. Mishmura, as far as I remember. Because the Mishmura says something which is normal.
No, I thought. No, but as far as I remember, Mishabura says, Samling wishes the derech to use for both things, Yichud Shabbos helps. But Samling, which is normal not to use that, you do Yichud Loila. You weren't here for that shit, probably.
I wouldn't use the Shabbos, that's it. I didn't Monday morning use that.
I
bricks, my wood. I get a piece of wood,
like,
whatever it is I use.
But
that
Shabbos, yeah, I did. Well, I'm not convinced, right? Let's have a look. I'm not convinced. You second it?
Yeah, I've got bricks. I put silver foil around it.
You speak, you're not
silver. No, you put silver around something else.
Silver, I told you, do a miser, shinamiser helps him for a brick.
Just a Shabbos.
Yeah. Shin and Meister helps even for a short term. A Shin and Meister, take foil, you wrap it around. A ribbon around, yeah. Spoke about. But as far as I know, let me just have a quick look, I can find it here. No one remember this year? Oh, I can't believe it. Okay, I've got to look, I've got to find out where the mark is. As far as I know, Mishra says that if it's something which is designated for Issa normally, the only way to make it mutter is to do a Yichud La'olam or a Shin and Meister. I can't remember how to make a stone, not moksa. Let's have a quick look at going here. Yeah, but how do you get to the yakut ball?
So now they're tying the sim card out,
it's a yichud maisa.
That's
what it is. Yeah, good time, maybe it could be.
So what's he saying? You haven't done anything.
Yeah, but I don't know, but you've done is change the thing.
You haven't changed the look of it.
I hear, interesting point, I hear you say. Could be. Now, knock about, come back to our case over here. So, boss, you've got your clock over here, your alarm clock, which the Maisa is set to go on at 8 o'clock in the morning. So, it's not, Chora, as we said now, it's not worse than a case like this. I don't think it's worse than a case like this. So, if the alarm is ringing and it disturbs you, the Chora, I thought, up to now, you could take out the room without a problem. Agreed? It's disturbing you. You can take the clock out of the room and put it somewhere else. The noise is disturbing you. Everyone agrees to that?
Yeah.
I must tell you, it's not so simple, this, because we did discuss this a long time ago, and that is what's called a tzorich makomai. What's called the tzorich of the place? The classic case of tzorich makomai is I've got a chair. I want to sit up on this chair here. And I've got a hammer on the chair. And I want to sit on the chair. I'm going to have to take the hammer off to sit on the chair. I mean, that's a super comment. I need that place. I've got to take the hammer out to get it. Lamoshal, let's say I've got in my Shabbos room a hammer on the table. I don't need that space at all. It's perfect. I've got plenty of all the crockery there. I don't need it. But when I come in, it doesn't look very Shabbos thing. Well, I've got some visitors coming. It doesn't look so Shabbos thing. Am I allowed to move that hammer off the table? Is that called a tzorich makomai? So that is a big machlokes l'posk. Many poskim hold that's not called tzorich makomai. Many poskim hold that's not called tzorich makomai. That's not a positive use of the item that you can't do. Lemaisa, other poskim hold it is okay. And the consensus of many poskim is that's still called tzorich makomai. And therefore, the chayra in midst of that should be okay. So I would have thought that should be all right.
There's a noise
is also interesting. He's coming to the halacha ration on base. Which is an interesting halacha. This what's halacha in Rishon on base? There's an issa v'shmoras kol. There's an issa that a person mustn't have something on Shabbos which makes a noise. Now, you can't have your Hoover on Shabbos. That's the goy clean the house with a Hoover. You can't do that. Why? There's a few reasons why I can't do it. One reason why I can't do it is because it makes a noise. And the problem is that people are going to hear the noise outside. It's the problem. So on that, the Ramah says in Rishon on base. Where it's talking about Shmoz Kohl. Actually, Ramah's case is actually a case of a mill that's working with water. The water goes, it makes it rotate, goes around, it makes a noise. So the Shai is, Ramah says, also because of Shmoz Kohl. People think they're working on Shabbos. On that, the Ramah finishes off, and Ramah says, you could set an alarm clock on Erev Shabbos, even though it makes a noise. Know what time it is on Shabbos. He's talking about a cuckoo clock, one of the two. He's talking about something which makes a noise. The clock makes a noise. That's no problem. Everyone knows you set an alarm clock the day before. Well, a cuckoo clock works by itself. You don't need to do anything. So in such a case where everyone knows, there's no problem. That's why a Hoover, no one thinks you're going to put a Hoover on a time switch. It's not a normal thing to do. Well, someone wants to put his tape recorder on in the middle of Shabbos. There, most people associate a tape recorder going on Shabbos with this problem over here of doing it on Shabbos. They don't really turn on a tape recorder, on a time switch. Therefore, that, lechayah, is a problem. A clock, an alarm clock, all these things, lechayah, are no problem whatsoever. But, I was looking at Urcha Shabbos over here. Range in Urcha Shabbos. Urcha Shabbos is over here. Pay your test, see Mem Dalid. I must say, it's a chiddush what he said. You better hold on, Rabbi, you say what he says here. Now, this is what Simcha was saying a bit before. Makshir telephone night, yesh bo shon, a telephone, which has got a clock on it, ain't a talpa yishtayishbo, one should not use it on Shabbos. Now, interestingly enough, I don't know what he does, but on the top, he says why. He says, going back to what we started with, that since the ikkah is the telephone, and since the ikkah is the telephone, it's not, it shouldn't move it, which Lechoy doesn't really explain it, because the case on the bottom, he says, a gavaldik ha'ora. I think that's what Simcha said before. I tried it out myself. You put your phone on, Rabbi Yisai. Let's say you want to use the alarm clock. What happens is, after the alarm clock goes, I want to take it out to the room. Any problem? It's gone off. Let's say the alarm clock's ringing. And I don't want anyone to wake up, so I want to take it out of the room. Is there a problem?
No.
If the light goes on, if the light's not gone, then you can't move it. Yeah, you can't move it.
Because you've used it now. You don't need it anymore.
Okay, but I'm using it, but the alarm is disturbing me. He's quite right. He's got a problem with it. If the alarm is going off now, it disturbs me. The alarm is disturbing me. I don't want my wife up, so I want to take it out of the room. It's not Rosh Hashanah wake up. Can I move out?
Yes.
See, so he's like, well, it's so posh what he says. It's a problem. Why is it a problem, Rabbi Say? Have you ever tried walking with a phone?
Press the light.
You know, at the side of your phone, you've got bars. As you walk, very often, those bars change.
That's where you live.
I'm walking now. There, the mice can bars change sometimes. So I'm not sure what the issue is in that. I must tell you, the first one's not separation, I don't think. I just read you out what he says.
Best thing is to kick it out of the room then.
What?
Kick out
of your room then. It helps you. It's not a shot of muxa now, it's a shot of changing the waves. You're changing the screen. Kalachia is a hetter in muxa, it's not a hetter over in Malach on Shabbos. Come on, light switch on Kalachia on Shabbos, my friend. I'm just telling you, but you can't do any malach on Shabbos with that.
It's a grammar.
I want to read you out what he says. Two things I want to read you out. It's very important, Rabbi Yisai. In the Orach Shabbos. The Orach Shabbos, you can check it out yourself, Rabbi Yisai. In Ha'orah Samachay. He says, the Maisam Ikha didn't show you this thing, because it's case of Issa show you what. Then he says over here, Omnon, Mikrash Yesha Al-Sosha Tovah, Simonim Shonim. It's got different signs. Hamishtanim B'Shosha V'Talim V'Tovah, which move when you move the telephone around. Lechor Ospitalkloy, in Korol Levalishi Simonim Edi Shtar Machon Tiltum. If it's very likely to change, which I think it is, I think it's very likely to change. I would have thought it's a situation which is low nichele, and it's not guaranteed, so I would have thought it's mutter, he's not so happy with it. Then it carries on, like this. One should not use this on Shabbos. It's Orach Shabbos Simcha. Or a tal to loy b'Shabbos, which is zeh maisa choil. This is a weekday action of pirtsu gedoyla be'ikar Shabbos. To use a phone like this on Shabbos is a bit what you're saying, like with a benching from a whatever you're using for a home. Or pirtsu gedoyla be'ikar Shabbos. It's a mamish, a big pirtsu to use it on Shabbos. Moi rebi agonim Shmuel Arbach, it says, Shomar is a choshe le isse b'zeh me'ikar din. He holds mamish also to use.
So you shouldn't use your phone for another.
Unless the only thing is, because if it stays where it is, if it stays in the thing, everyone wants to wake up in the house.
You shouldn't do it because you may move it. But if you use it because
it's making like a zero, right? He's talking about this when you move it. But let me just make a sitcom, Rabbi. Let me just take one. If the phone has got no SIM card in at all, and there's no waves at all moving on, and it's only designated for an alarm clock, that's much better. That is much better. And then, if it's ringing, you can take it out. The shine is, which I haven't got time to speak about now, is before it rings. That means it's not rung yet, it's set to go at 8:30. You wake up at 8 o'clock. You don't want to leave the alarm clock in the room, you're just going to wake your wife up. So can you take it out? Divina, there's nothing wrong with it, it's not doing anything. Yeah. Okay, that's an interesting point. That's number one. That's without a SIM card in, that's much better. With a SIM card in, me'ikin ha'din, it's not worse than a case like this. Because it's nice, it's got, you move it around, different other things, and it's got heter in it as well, and therefore it's not worse than a case like this. The only shaila it's speaking about is that when you move it, it could be that you're going to make the waves thing change, that could be problematic. That one has to think about, but say if one needs it on his table, he doesn't move it at all, that lechol, there's no problem. Okay,
what happened with the alarm clock? They wanted to make their alarm go off. The alarm clock, did you say about that one?
What alarm clock?
Alarm clock. Not a phone, an alarm clock.
Alarm clock is a case.